did.
And looks off over at first. And the tag from Jimenez just a little bit late on Castillo. No balls, a strike. With one away here, bottom of the fifth. Wausau in front, 3-1. Two runs in the third, a run in the top half of this inning. Dexter, Michigan native, will see the 0-1 and foul it into the netting, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes with two down. Cone looking for strikeout number four. He's given up three hits. Two down. Cone, the right-hander, a native of Branham, Texas, the 0-2, high and above the zone. McGann had to stand up to catch that ball. 1-2. Castillo at first with a base hit into center. Christian Mitchell made a good play on that ball. Wasn't able to throw it over to first in time. And now looks once again. Castillo very clear on his intentions. He looks like he is wanting to take second. One away. A ball, two strikes. The 1-2 from Cone, and a swing and a fly ball hooking into right field. Back at the warning track is McGinnis and makes the grab. Castillo was already on his way to second, but it does not matter. As rafters come up empty, they do get a hit, but we head to the top of the sixth. Wausau in front, 3-1. We'll be back here in a moment on WFHR.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the sixth inning, Rafters are trailing 3-1. They've been out hit 7-3. Wausau, at least a run in two of their past three innings. But they've just been getting timely hits. Anthony McFarland will lead off, struck out swinging twice. So he's 0-2. Out of Moreno Valley, California, and a bouncer drifts away at the third baseline and out of play. No one won. Will Haberstock has gone three innings, 69 pitches, has allowed six hits, three runs, but has walked three batters with three strikeouts. The 0-1 to McFarland, and skies this out right side, 0-2. Seems like, you know, Haberstock struggling to get strikes in. It seems like when he's getting ahead of the counts, there's a lot of foul balls, specifically today. Haberstock will set down, kick high, turn the 0-2 to McFarland. High on a curveball, 1-2. So ball, two strikes. Haberstock, the right-hander. And the 1-2 in a swing and a weak ground ball that goes off the mound into the glove of Brewer at short and the throw to first. He gets McFarland for one out. So Michael Adair grounded out to short and was walked. So one gone. Adair, the left-hander with his bright red cleats. And Haberstock bounces low, throws it at the dirt before the home plate, in for a ball, 1-0. One gone. And the 1-0 from Haberstock. Paints the zone there, down the plate, 1-1. Adair out of Fort Gibson, Oklahoma. He'll see the 1-1 from Haberstock again. And up above the zone at a ball, 2-1. I mean, really, it's been a 2-1, and, you know, it was a 2-1 game, and I'll tell you, comes in for a ball, though, 3-1. There were two outs. I mean, there were two outs. McGinnis then hits a double, and then just like that, Mitchell with a two-out RBI single, and Adair swings at that one, misses fast, and the count runs full. So it's really been kind of these two outs where the Raptors have struggled, specifically the pitching, the payoff. And down low for ball four. Adair will take first. That's the second time he's drawn a walk. And Matt McGann struck out swinging and then grounded out into a 5-4-3 double play. No action in the bullpen yet for the Raptors. Matt McGann at Albion College. Sterling Heights, Michigan. 233 batter. Who's 0 for 2. And he check swings at a first pitch curveball. Paints the zone on the right edge. 0-1. No balls, a strike with one out. And the 0-1 and a swing and a high fly ball into right field. Drifting after this is Bornick. Comes under it and makes the catch in right field foul territory. Two down. So Evan Funkhauser, who got home today, one of three woodchucks to cross home plate. He drew a walk and struck out swinging. Two down. Adair stands at first. And the first offering to Funkhauser up above the zone at a ball 1-0. Funkhauser yet to get a hit this season. Looking for his first. And the 1-0 high and outside. And a ball 2-0. Two runs. He's been a part of, but a guy from Edwardsville, Illinois. And he'll see the 2-0 from Haberstock. And a swing and a high fly ball slicing in towards the right fielder, Bobo. And tracks it down to make an easy third out. So no run score for the Woodchucks. We head to the bottom of the sixth. They still lead 3-1 over the Raptors. We'll take a quick step aside here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 60. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs around 82. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, chance for scattered showers, lows dip down to about 59. Low 80s Monday and Tuesday with a chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 83.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with #CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth, Levi Jensen will lead off. Raptors trail 3-1. Joey Fear coming at you here on WFHR on this Saturday afternoon here in Wisconsin Rapids. So Jensen struck out looking his first time up. Henry Cohn back in the mound once more. Five innings of work so far. 63 pitches. Has given up three hits but three strikeouts. Hasn't walked a batter yet. And he'll throw it a first pitch ball on a fastball, 1-0. So Jensen, 0-for-1. A 107 batter and fouls this off right side. 1-1. So Jensen here in the bottom of the order, tying Johnson and due up. And Bornick after him. Rafter's only run has come in the bottom of the fourth. A solo home run into right field from Ty Johnson, his second of the season. And other than that, they have not really found a lot of success on the offensive side. Cone looks in. Here the 2-1 to Jensen. And a swing and a liner into center field. Allen coming to cut it off, but Jensen, a base hit. So Levi Jensen getting his 12th hit of the season. He'll take first Ty Johnson, who's 2-for-2. A base hit his first time up and a solo home run. Last time up into right field. So Johnson, two home runs. 27 RBIs, 56 hits, 39 runs. He leads the team in hits, runs, and he's been walked a fair amount of times as well. And Cone will set and serve at a ball 1-0. There is some action in the bullpen for Wausau. And as well for the Rafters, looks like Jack Bachmore is down there. At first is Jensen. Johnson. See the 1-0 from Cone. Fouls it off into the netting, 1-1. So Ty Johnson responsible of two of the four hits for the Rafters. In the last two games, they've either been tied or trailing going into the ninth. So this team has a lot of heart, and the 1-1 to Johnson fouled low, 1-2. Never over till it's over with this team. And it was a great example of that on Thursday night, down 6-3 to Fond du Lac, heading into the bottom of the ninth. The whole vibe was off. The morale was low. Looks like they were going to lose that game, but then out of nowhere, four unanswered runs, and they won that game 7-6 in dramatic fashion. And Cone will look in here on the fourth offering. He sets in low. The long stare at home. And the 1-2 to Johnson. Fouled off top side of the bat. 71 pitches now for Cone. A ball, two strikes. Levi Jensen led off with a single into center field. Johnson been here from the jump, leading the team in at-bats as well. A ball, two strikes. The 1-2 from Cone. And once more, foul top side of the bat, skimmed into the netting. Johnson up to 211 at-bats this season. A former McLennan Community College alum, and now Henry Cone heading to McLennan Community. So two guys that share the same school, not at the same time, though. Cone the 1-2 to Johnson, high and outside at a ball 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Wausau in front 3-1. And he got two runs in the third and a run in the fifth. Jensen with a leadoff single in his center. He stands at first. And a 2-2 home, and a swing and a bouncer over towards the second baseman, Mitchell, who lifts it on to first to Funkhauser and throws it back over the head of Jimenez. So almost a 6-4-3 double play. Jensen goes down at second. And unable to catch that was Jimenez. Johnson at first. James Bornick now grounded out to second. His first time up. One gone. Henry Cohn here on Bornick. Already retired him once. And looks at first, Ty Johnson. Yeah, they certainly have to keep an eye on him. A guy that leads the team in stolen bases. He has 15 of them on the season. And now throws it over to Jimenez, and Johnson goes out. He was picked off at first. Henry Cohn gets him. Second time's a charm for him. Ty Johnson frustrated with that. So two down. Cohn looked at it once, threw it over, and then immediately got it back and then checked off again. So he gets Johnson, and Bornick skies it in the air into right field foul territory. Jimenez looks to track it down. Mitchell moves him out of the way, had the better angle, and makes an easy catch. As Wisconsin Rapids a hit, though, they had a runner on first, but nothing has come from that. They down their trail 3-1. We head to the top of the seventh here on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz. Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the seventh inning we go. A new arm for the Raptors. Jack Bockmore will be making his seventh appearance on the mound, as he had his last game appeared in was August 2nd, and it was against Wausau. But a guy that's had 10 innings of work has allowed 5 hits a run but 10 strikeouts for .90 ERA, the senior at the University of Lynchburg. He works really fast here at top of the order with Dwight Allen. And it comes in at a ball 1-0. He's at a 1-0 record, picked up the win versus Lakeshore back on July the 6th, and paints the zone there on the upstairs part for a strike, 1-1. So Haberstock's day is done. Went 4 innings, allowed 6 hits, 3 runs, and a swing and a liner in towards the glove of Castillo in the left field. Dwight Allen, good contact, but on top of it was Castillo. So Jack Bockmore, decent start for him. Getting one batter down. But a guy that also picked up the save against Wausau on August the 2nd. That was the game where the Raptors were up 7-0. 4 unanswered runs for the Woodchucks. They made it interesting, but Bockmore had a great command and stepped up to the plate. As a swing and a miss. No pun intended on that. But he stepped up and made a big impact. And no balls to strike here on Mike McGinnis. Has had a base hit and a double as well. He flies this out right side. 0-2. Bachmore, the left-hander from Alexandria, Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C. And he'll look, turn, set fire, and up above the zone. It's just fouled, staying here at 0-2. Out of Newman, Georgia, from Georgia State. McGinnis has reached base all three times he's been at bat as the 0-2 high. He got on base via air back on Friday from Ty Johnson. Followed up with a base hit and then a double his last time up. He's gotten home and skies this into left field territory out of play. And goes off the tent over at the Rat Trap over there. 1-2. Ball, two strikes. One down. Four hits for the Raptors. Seven for the Woodchucks. Only a 3-1 lead, though. And the 1-2 up above the zone from Bachmore at a ball, 2-2. On deck is Christian Mitchell. McGinnis, the right fielder. He'll see the 2-2 from Bachmore and swings and misses low at a breaking ball. And McGinnis goes down. That time it came in at 74. That's the first time McGinnis has been retired. Christian Mitchell has also had a good day. He's had a base hit and a two-out RBI single. So he's 2-for-2. Out of Romeoville, Illinois, and shows bunt on the third baseline. Charging after this is Carlson. Throws it over to first, but Mitchell gets there in time. Wow, putting on the afterburners there. Perfectly executed from Christian Mitchell. A bunt that hugged the third baseline. Carlson couldn't get the throw over in time. And a bunt single for Mitchell. This brings up Andrew Jimenez. Jimenez 1-for-1. Had a walked, a RBI walk. And he'll see a strike, 0-1. From South Elgin, Illinois. One away, top of the seventh, Wausau. Looking to get Mitchell home as a swing and a high fly ball slicing into right field territory and goes out of play. Bobo just a couple steps late to it. 0-2. So Wausau looking for their second win against the Raptors here at Witter Field. The last full game they played was back on June the 11th when the Raptors lost that game. So Wausau looking to get their second win. Raptors hoping to come back in the 0-2 outside. Would be their third win in the series. One win came in here at Witter Field, the other at Athletic Park. Raptors lead the season series 7-2. And the 1-2 from Bachmore sliced into the netting at the backtrack. Raptors, though, but you can always rely on them when it comes to the defensive side of the ball. First in the ERA with a 3.63. Their second in fielding percentage, and they've been top two, top three all season long. And the fourth offering outside of the zone at a ball, 2-2. Jack Bachmore, the left-hander. A great pitcher, a guy that really works fast, doesn't take much time in between his pitches. And the 2-2 to Jimenez, up on the inside, Jimenez backs away at a ball, 3-2. So one more ball here, puts runners on first and second. On deck is Trent Van Ness. We'll see if he gets the bat, though. Mitchell at first, an infield bunt single, and he checks off over at Bornick. So the payoff, and a sliced ball hit high into left field. Castillo looks under it and makes the catch for the third out. Jimenez, decent contact, but Castillo was there as the Raptors still trail 3-1. We head to the bottom of the seventh here on WFHR.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call on their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROInstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Henry Cohn back on the mound once more. He's already on six innings, 75 pitches. He's given up four hits, a run, and three strikeouts. Brendan Bobo is due up. So Bobo now, a guy who struck out swinging and grounded out to second. So Bobo 0 for 2. Bobo now 12 home runs, second in the league, and throws at it low. And a ball. Cohn, I think this is an opportunity here for the Rafters to get back in this game. Only down two runs. Cohn is looking a little bit tired. And the 1-0 in there, Bobo sends it high, sends it far, and this ball is gone. Brendan Bobo, there it is. A two-run, a solo shot as the Rafters cut it to 3-2. As Rafters, right now, five hits for them, and this time it's a solo shot. Bobo, right on cue. That was 100 miles off the bat, 376 feet back, and just like that. So Bobo, a solo shot. That's his second shot today. Johnson, a home run, and Bobo also a home run as well, as Lordoy swings and misses. And on a first pitch strike, 0-1. The 0-1 is the count here on Lordoy. Flew out to right and popped out to third. Bobo cuts this to a one-run game. No balls a strike. The 0-1 from Lordoy and bounces low. Up at a ball, 1-1. So Brendan Bobo, a ball and a strike. And the 1-1, Lordoy again fouls it off left side. It's a second run for the Rafters. And Bobo, another home run for him. His last home run was on Thursday. Lordoy here, 1-2. And the 1-2 from Lordoy, and swings and misses low. So Cohn gets him. Lordoy goes down. And Kyle Carlson grounded out to short, his first time up. So one out. Bottom of the seventh. And Cohn will look in, swing and a miss on Carlson. On a fastball, paints the right edge. That one won. No balls a strike. One out. The 0-1 to Carlson, high and above the zone, 1-1. The ball and a strike here with one out. The 1-1, out and away. 2-1. So Rafters have cut it to a one-run ball game, 3-2. A home run from Johnson and a home run from Bobo. A set in the serve. In for a strike, 2-2. The count runs at 2 apiece. The 2-2 to Carlson from Cone and a swing and a miss. Cone retires Carlson. First time he's struck out today. Second time he's gone out. Anthony Gallison grounded out to short. Flew out to right. Two gone. Five hits now for Wisconsin Rapids. Cone nearing his 87th pitch. And throws outside at a ball, 1-0. Looks like this will be Cone's last inning. Five hits, two runs, five strikeouts. And the 1-0 just inside of the right edge, 1-1. A ball and a strike with two down. The 1-1 from Cone. Swing and a miss at a curveball there. Gallison a little bit late. Comes in for a strike. 1-2. Two gone. A ball, two strikes. And the 1-2 outside. Cone thought it was strike three, and it comes in for a ball. Two down, two balls, two strikes. Looking in, setting his cone, and low again. He thought it was going to be strike three, and nonetheless comes in for a ball. On deck is Castillo. Last two pitches, Cone was walking off the mound and looks to retire to here, the payoff. And upstairs for ball four. So Gallison will put the tying run. He'll be at first. On deck is Alec Castillo, struck out looking and also had a base hit. Henry Cone really thought those last two pitches were strikes. He'll have to reset. Leading run at the plate, tying run at first. Two gone. And sets and serves his Cone. There's a strike, he regathers himself. Paints it on the right edge. Castillo got his first hit of the season with a ground ball in his second. Gallison at first. No balls, a strike. The 0-1, and Castillo swings and hits a high fly ball into Allen to cut it off. As we head to the top of the eighth, Rafters in front, down 3-2. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Seven innings down, two more to go. Rafters down 3-2. Stepping in is Trent Van Ness, the DH. So Van Ness, we'll see, added high. And a ball 1-0 from Bachmore. The 1-0 and a swing, and a ball popped up into shallow left center. Castillo and Brewer are both looking at it, but Castillo comes out, makes an easy catch. That's back-to-back flyouts for Van Ness, and this brings up Anthony McFarlane. So two runs in the third for Wausau. A solo home run in the bottom of the fourth for Johnson. Made it 2-1. Wausau got a run back in the top of the fifth. And then it was 3-1, and then Brendan Bobo, a solo shot. Made it 3-2. No balls, a strike. One down. And the 0-1 to Bachmore, down low to McFarlane, and a ball 1-1. Eight hits to five in favor of the Woodchucks. And a swing and a sharp hit, bounced ball over towards the shortstop, Brewer, charging in and throws it to first. And he gets down McFarlane. Back-to-back groundouts to the shortstop from McFarlane. And just like that, already two batters retired. Michael Adair grounded out to short. Has been walked his past two times. Two gone. And Bachmore will look. Change up low. And a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. The 0-1. And just inside again, 0-2. So just like that, back-to-back pitches coming in for strikes. Two down, the 0-2 to Adair. Swing and a miss. Just like that, 1-2-3. Rafters retire the side. We head to the bottom of the eighth. They're still down 3-2. Perhaps another comeback coming up in store. Find out next here on WFHR.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the eighth inning as Wisconsin Rapids trails 3-2 in this game that picked up back in the bottom of the second with two outs. So Aiden Brewer will lead off. Brewer popped out to second and flew out to right. He's made decent contact off the bat. Just unfortunate for him that he's unable to see the ball get down. Henry Cohn, well, back on the mound once more. He's gone seven innings, 94 pitches. Five hits, two runs, five strikeouts. And he'll set and go in for a strike, 0-1. I tell you, usually we've seen a lot, especially, you know, teams that aren't doing as well with their pitchers, going this amount of innings and not slowing down. There's a curveball, 0-2. Shown no signs of slowing down, so they're perhaps going to try to get Cohn in for one more inning and then to bring him in, bring somebody new in the ninth. The 0-2 to Brewer, low at a fastball, 1-2. On deck is Levi Jensen. And a ball, two strikes, 97 pitches for Cohn. And the 1-2 to Brewer just up above the zone at a ball, 2-2. Henry Cohn, the two runs he's given up have been two home runs. So he's really had a good command on the mound. Rafters looking to try to get him when he's tired. 2-2 to Brewer, fouled off right side and out of play. Brewer out of UNC Greensboro. Six hits, three RBIs, four runs. A returning Rafter that batted a 190 last season in 53 games. And a 2-2 to Brewer and a swing and a sharply hit ground ball. Away from it is Jimenez and charges over as Cohn gets there in time. Cohn then steps on the bag, retires Brewer. So one down. Levi Jensen is due up. Struck out looking and also had a base hit into center. Cohn, 100 pitches now. He's really been their guy today. They've relied on him. Five strikeouts. And Jensen sets in, and he'll see a ball high, 1-0. 1-0 count with one down. And Jensen here, the 1-0, and again high at a ball, 2-0. So perhaps this is where Cohn can slow down. And it's a two-ball count. Ty Johnson on deck. Jensen 1-for-2. And here comes the 2-0. Outside of the ball, 3-0. 103 pitches now for Henry Cohn. He's gone 7 1/3. Jensen. We'll see. The 3-0 count way outside for ball four. So now Jensen to first. He was walked top of the order with Ty Johnson. 2-for-3 with a run. And that solo shot. Now Matt McGann talking to his pitcher, Henry Cohn. Jensen at first. Ty Johnson, a base hit back on Friday, had a solo home run today, and then got on base on a fielder's choice. So one out. And here we go once more. The second baseman, Ty Johnson, has already gone yard once. Can he do so again? Cohn works, serves low at a ball, 1-0. On deck is James Bornick. Wausau relying on Cohn to get the next two outs. And the 1-0 just skims inside at a strike, 1-1. So one ball, one strike, one out. At first is Jensen. The 1-1 from Cohn. Again outside at a ball, 2-1. So two balls, a strike with one out. Jensen at first. He was walked. Cohn has walked two batters. Johnson, he'll see the 2-1. And a swing and a liner over the head of McFarland. Coming to cut it off is Adair. And now runners on first and second. Wisconsin Rapids in business. Tying run in scoring position. Ty Johnson with a base hit. James Bornick now is due up, as now acting field manager and pitching coach Ross Davis. Looks like Cone's day might be done. I would assume so. 108 pitches for him. Giving up 6 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. So I'll tell you, is his day done? It looks like it is. So Cone, a great day on the mound. And a new pitcher in store for Wausau. Looks like Garrett Lott down there. And I believe it is. So yeah, Garrett Lott, it's his turn out of Bossier Parish Community College. From a sophomore from Cleveland, Texas. So Garrett Lott, 6 games appeared in. An 0-2 record, 9 innings of work. He's allowed 4 hits, 5 runs. Has walked 8 batters, but has had 7 strikeouts. His last 2 games he's played in, he both picked up a loss. It was against Kokomo and then Wisconsin Rapids at July the 31st. Went 3 innings, 2 hits, a run, and gave up 2 strikeouts. Or acquired 2 strikeouts. So Lott has a bit of a jam right now. Tying run in scoring position. Johnson with a base hit into left over the third baseman McFarlane. Went opposite field on that, so the right-hander Garrett Lott. And you have Bornick up and Bobo on deck. I'll tell you, though, this team always has a chance in any game because their defense can hold it down. They have the past 3 innings. And then offensively, when they get the bats going, they can get guys tired. So one out. Garrett Lott, the right-hander, warming up right now. And James Bornick, 0-2. He's a guy that they're going to need right here. Adam Marion. Even though you have to feel confident with Bobo on deck. Rafters looking for their 7th straight victory, which would be the longest of the season. Wausau looking for their 2nd win in 3 days. They've been 1-9 in the past 10. On Thursday, though, they were down 6-0 in the first to Madison. 14 unanswered runs. And they won that game by a big margin, 14-6. Yesterday, they fell 4-2 to Madison. So a chance for them to get back in the win column. The Rafters looking to continue the win streak. Ty Johnson at first, and looks like Gus Walker will be a pinch runner instead of Levi Jensen at second. So a tactical change there. And it looks like Bornick now. Batting at 235. Prior to today, 4 hits on 17 at-bats. 3 runs as well. So the left-hander will face Garrett Lott, who will work in. With the ball behind his back, and now puts it in his glove. Stands on the right side of the slab. Looks at Walker, sets low, and a ball 1-0. A 1-0 count, 1 down. Runners on first and second. Lott looks, set serves at a strike, 1-1. A 1 gone. Johnson, a base hit into left. You have Gus Walker at second. Bornick, the left-hander. Here on Lott, the 1-1 at a curveball. High in the zone at a ball 2-1. So 2 balls and a strike. The left-hander, James Bornick. Adam Marion University. Down in Fond du Lac. Walker at second. The 2-1 well low in for a ball. 3-1. So one more ball here puts the bases loaded. with only one out and Bobo on deck. Three balls a strike. Lott will look in over at second. And the 3-1 outside for ball four. So Bornick to first, Johnson is second, and Gus Walker to third. Rafters have the tying run, 90 feet away, the leading run at second. Bobo now is due up. Struck out swinging, grounded out to second, and had a home run his last time up into right field. 8 hits for the Woodchucks, only 6 for the Rafters. But they have an opportunity here, bottom of the 8th. Garrett Lott has some work to do. 5 pitches and now has a walk. 4 of those 5 have come in for balls. Lott sets, serves, and outside for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count with 1 gone. Rafters have been down this entire game. Chance for them to finally take the lead. The 1-0 to Bobo and a swing and a miss. Gets him on the outer edge, 1-1. On deck is Lordoy. One gone. Lott will set in. He's still looking for his first strikeout. Here on Bobo. The 1-1. Swing and a miss in the inside. 1-2. Brendan Bobo. A guy that has really been struck out a lot. 49 times. He leads the team. And the 1-2 from Lott. Swing and a miss. Bobo goes down. After getting in the head in the count 1-0, he sees 3 straight strikes. And now this brings up Orlando Lordoy. So Lordoy struck out swinging his last time up. It would be a big inning here for Wausau. Rafters hoping to tie this. Lordoy, 9 RBIs, 14 hits for him. But today, 0 for 3, a flyout, a pop out, and a strikeout. 2 gone. And Lott sets, serves. There's a strike. Lordoy backs away, 0-1. 0-1 is the count with 2 down. A walk or base hit at least brings a runner home. 2 gone. Lott the 0-1. And a curveball outside of the zone at a ball 1-1. So 1 ball, 1 strike. Lott likes to throw those off-speed pitches. The biggest inning of the game surely is. You have Bornick at first, Johnson at second, Walker at third, and the 1-1 a swing and a miss. Lordoy goes after it low, 1-2. So ball, 2 strikes, 2 down. Garrett Lott has already had 1 strikeout, looking for back-to-back strikeouts here. The wind blowing from left to right. You're on game 1 of this doubleheader in the bottom of the 8th. The set, the serve from Lott. And Lordoy fouls this right side. A slow-moving breaking ball. Lordoy hits it on the inside of the bat. On deck is Carlson. One home run on the season. He got it in his debut against Kalamazoo on July the 15th. The 1-2 to Lordoy and a swing and a miss low. Lordoy goes down. Garrett Lott, 2 big strikeouts. We head to the top of the 9th. Rafters down 3-2 here on WFHR.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
On the top of the ninth, as Matt McGann leading off slammed a ball into left field. It just drifted on the left field line. Out and away, so he's down in the count 0-1, and a swing and a high popped up ball flown out into the warning track. Castillo under, and it makes an easy catch for one out. So the Raptors had the bases loaded, bottom of the eighth, with Bobo up. Bobo struck out, Lordoy was up, and he struck out, so Garrett Lott gets out of the jam. So Evan Funkhauser, bottom of the order, walked, struck out, and flew out to right. 0-2 with a run, though. And Bachmore will look and set in the strike, 0-1. So due up to bat for the Raptors will be Carlson, Gallison, and Castillo. 0-1 is the count, and sets high and throws at a ball, 1-1. So one ball, one strike, one out. The 1-1 from Bachmore up above the zone, 2-1. Two balls, a strike, one out. A 2-1 from Bachmore, foul back behind home plate. Wausau looking to steal game one here of this doubleheader. Next game will be about 30 minutes after this game, and it'll be seven innings long. And a 2-2, high in a curveball upstairs, can't find the strike zone, 3-2. And the count runs full, one out. The payoff to Funkhauser, and on the inside for ball four. Second time Funkhauser has been walked. Top of the order with Dwight Allen. So Allen had an RBI single, grounded out to the pitcher and flew out to left. Three RBIs for him on this season. Now the Georgia Bulldog out of Milton, Georgia. Jack Bachmore, the left-hander. Now comes Tet. Kick and turn, and above the zone at a strike, though, just barely clipped on the right edge. So two away here, top of the ninth. Bachmore looks the 0-1, and Allen misses, but it goes off. Looks like the ankle of David Smigalski, who's the catcher now instead of Levi Jensen. One out. No balls, two strikes. Dwight Allen. We'll see the 0-2 from Bachmore. Just outside at a fastball, 1-2. A ball, two strikes. At first is Funkhauser. A one out. And a 1-2. And a check swing down low on his way to second is Funkhauser. And goes behind into center field. Funkhauser didn't even realize it. Went off Brewer's glove. Allen will see a ball, though, 2-2. Funkhauser putting himself in scoring position. A run here for Wausau could pose crucial in this game. Allen, even in this pitch, in this strike count, 2-2. Funkhauser at second has a big leadoff and was looking on his way to third, but retreats back, and there comes into the ball. So full count. I thought Funkhauser timed that correctly. Looks like he would have gotten a third. Three balls, two strikes. Doc Moore looks at second. The payoff to Allen. And sliced out right field side out of play. So Rafters down 3-2. Two runs for Wass on the third. They got a run in the fifth.